Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is hit by the pitch. Freehan moves to second. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Freehan moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Northrup scores. Oiler moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Oiler scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Oiler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Jack Fisher now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton moves to third. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Northrup is walked intentionally. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Oiler hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Priddy now pitching. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4. And the White Sox won. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen pinch hits for Don McMahon. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-3 in the game. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.